Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Oh, good morning, Memphis. How we feeling today, y'all? Welcome to the 92.9 FM ESPN Christmas Spectacular. I don't know if it's spectacular. I don't even know if anybody else is working today besides you and me, Jeffrey.
Gabe, I think, is working.
Gabe is working. All right.
Do we even do, like, the Christmas variety special anymore?
I feel like Buble does one every year, but I have not seen any advertisements
for it, though. I guess there's, like,
though.
The CBS does, like, the Rockin' Nashville or something
that. Yep. But we don't watch network TV anymore unless it's live sports. And so I feel like I have not seen any commercials for it because I also don't watch.
Unless you're watching, well, because you don't want to watch the NFL right now.
Right. So unless,
like, the only reason I know what's on network TV
is watching
NFL and
NFL.
Seeing the promos.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
So if they're not advertising during that, I'm not seeing it.
Well, and also, I think if you're someone that largely consumes the NFL via Red Zone.
Oh, right.
Like, you're not really there when they read the promos.
100%.
Like, coming up next on CBS is Tracker.
Yeah.
Like.
So, there probably was. I mean, when did they air Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
That's a great question.
I don't know when that comes
on
anymore.
CBS, right? I think, yes. Rudolph Frosty are CBS.
Yep. I have no idea, and that just dawned on me that I didn't even look. I have no idea when they aired that.
Because, like, was there ever, like, a set day? I feel like it's always usually, like, a Saturday or a Sunday.
Yep.
Right before Christmas.
I think you're probably right.
But I do not have the answer to that.
I don't either. How do you feel about 70 degrees on Christmas?
So, obviously, I'm all in favor.
Yes, yeah, same.
Like, as my wife has joked, like, you were born to be a Floridian. Like, she was like, and I, she meant like deep
at least it's better. At least it's better. She didn't say you're deemed to be a Florida man.
Correct. Exactly. I mean, I'm all for this, but, you know, I understand that it's going to confuse people.
Yeah.
And then there's also this weird thing of, like, when this type of weather seems to come in, when you get these extremes, it does feel like everybody's sinuses and allergies.
Yes.
Just like
everybody's
flare
sick.
Up.
I will say, like, I don't mind. Pretty happy about 70 degrees in December, but it doesn't feel Christmassy. There's no doubt about that. It doesn't feel, and, like, you can say, I don't even have to equate cold weather and Christmas necessarily, because
it does not feel cozy.
It doesn't feel cozy. I mean, we did our honeymoon when I got married. We did that in Hawaii in December, and, you know, Hawaii with Christmas trees around is pretty awesome. Like, it still feels Christmassy and cozy.
Well, it's funny because, like, because I was thinking about it, because obviously I went to college in California.
Yep.
Which you inspired me. Your third album, his third album was Cold in California. I was like, that's exactly how I feel. I'm just cold in California. Like, everyone talks about how great the weather is. I'm like, it's freaking cold.
It is. When the sun is up,
like,
it is.
People don't understand. Like, it's a desert.
That's
like,
right.
You don't think about it because there's an ocean, but it's a desert.
That's
and
exactly
it's cold.
Right.
And it feels like the places that know they have great weather,
yeah,
really lean into like making it more festive
absolutely.
In the setting, and like whether it's artificially, you know, but it's like, you know, the best Christmas display is at Disney World and
right.
Disneyland.
Yes, it's so it and you don't feel like you're missing Christmas by being in short sleeves.
No,
in those situations, it does. But like, we're not used to that, and so it's just like rainy and kind of muggy and
the air kind of feels a little heavy.
It does feel heavy,
which is also great for me. Like, I just anything that's going to make my back not hurt.
This guy likes it thick, y'all.
Yes, I do.
He likes it thick. Well, if we
no joke there, none whatsoever.
Oh man, we got ourselves a Christmas game or a Christmas gift last night.
Yeah, hey, listen, you spoke it into existence.
Sure did.
You've been calling for the Gigi Jackson game. You got it.
I cannot believe that I brought.
I
was asking for it, and sure enough, man. Homeboy got the start and came through. Your Memphis Grizzlies had a get-right game with in Utah against the Utah Jazz last night with a 137-128 victory, and not a player you know played. I'm just
other
kidding.
Than Jaren other than and
Jaren.
Santi.
Jaren and Santi played. Other than that, it was.
And Cam Spence was back. Like, you know.
Cam was back. It was listen. If you can, this is a question. How can the Jazz keep doing this to their fans? How long can they do this?
Okay, I actually think this year is the perfect type of bad. Because this year, there's a little Tony Baroni ball in this. Where,
so they're just like running up and down.
Correct.
Man.
Like, and their offense is legit.
And that's kind of how they caught us in Memphis.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Well, it's like last night, the whole time, I feel like the Grizzlies are playing pretty well.
Yeah. And not running away with it.
Exactly. But you're like, they won't die.
Yeah, you're 42% from three.
Correct.
And made 19 threes. You got Gigi Jackson playing well. You have Jock Landau playing well. And you're not running away with the game.
Correct.
Yeah.
Like, it was uncomfortable until what? The last, like, minute and
it
a
was,
half, maybe?
It was. Pete didn't give us the hammer nail coughing till like, a minute 20, and we went up 9.
Yeah.
That's late.
That is a very late hammer nail coughing. But, like, whereas this team, they also have some young enough pieces that are flashing.
Yeah.
This is the type of bad that you can deal with.
I get, yeah.
It's like the last couple of years
yes.
where you're like, we have Lauri Markkanen. What are we
doing?
Do we
want
to trade him? Like,
yeah.
What, this team at least is like, George is obviously super exciting. Like, their yep. young guys have flashed hard. This is kind of like where you're like, I can kind of get into this and then maybe a couple other pieces and now all of a sudden you could be off to the races.
Sure.
I would much rather watch this than the Wizards.
Oh, 100%. They're stuck, dude. What? Like, I mean, CJ McCollum is a bona fide Grizz killer.
Yes, but like, of the highest order.
But what are they doing with him?
I have no idea. Why is he on the roster? Just to make the money, like to hit the salary floor?
Yeah, I guess so. Like, that is miserable. And they're in Brooklyn. It's just miserable what's going on there. The Utah is a good fan base.
You know what else I realized last night that I also love? It's back to the Delta Center.
Yeah.
It's the name of the arena that we grew up with. Like, Hines needs to figure it out. Go back and get your naming rights back to Hines Field.
That's exactly right.
Like, just go back to the names that we know. Like, it matters.
Like, FedEx Forum is... It doesn't feel like a naming rights thing. It's just FedEx Forum. That's the name of the arena.
Yes.
It doesn't, you know, I mean.
Forever and always.
Staples Center.
Yes. I will never say Crypto.com.
I never thought about
First of all, Crypto.com wasn't even a company anymore.
Right. Didn't they go under? How is it? Like, and those are clearly naming rights things, but I don't, you don't think of them that way. That's the name of the stadium.
Yeah, and I guess part of it is nothing is...
It's not a weird brand name. It's a
Well, it's like in professional sports, we don't name arenas after people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not
Except
honorary.
For Lambeau. Lambeau's the only one.
Right, but of course, what's the one that doesn't have a billionaire owner?
Correct.
Like, which one's actually operated as a public trust?
That's exactly right.
Like, I mean, I guess there's Soldier Field.
Yeah.
But, like, they're trying to get out of it.
They're trying to get out of it, yeah.
And they don't want new Soldier Field.
That's exactly right.
They want new stadium with new naming rights.
That's exactly right.
And they want to make sure they get that sweet naming right cash.
It feels like you have to have, like, it has to be a classic brand name that we don't even.
It also needs to be synonymous with the part of the world that
yes.
you're in.
Yeah, correct.
Like, the Heinz family, Pittsburgh, get it.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, who thinks about Smoothie King for New Orleans?
Is that even a New Orleans, like, thing?
Not that I'm aware of.
I just assumed it was from, like, generic, like, Florida.
Right.
Like, I just assume it is from one of the cities in Florida that is, like, cookie cutter.
Yep.
Like, indistinguishable.
100%.
But probably pretty nice.
100%. It's not, like, the Dolphins Stadium being Hard Rock Stadium, for some reason, makes sense to me. There's, like, a Hard Rock Hotel right there.
Well, and also, they course corrected.
Yes.
You spent all those years with 58 different names. Is this Sun Life?
Joe Robbie.
Like, yeah. Like, pro player. Like,
that's
like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, you spent all these years with all of it. It's like, all right, now they actually have a brand that kind of makes sense.
That's exactly right. That's the key. You can't have crypto.com arena. If there's a .com in the name.
Well, it's also like, does anyone ever vet these companies?
No, they just take the money.
Correct. Like, this is where Silver's going to be screwed with the Kawhi situation.
Yeah.
The league approved it.
Right. Dallas, is that still
American Airlines? Yes.
That makes sense.
Correct. DFW.
That absolutely makes sense. If Atlanta had a Delta Airlines
arena.
That
is interesting how Mercedes-Benz,
yep.
the stupid bank that was like, that merged with, it was BB&T and like SunTrust maybe.
Yeah.
So I think it's like Truist.
Yeah.
And then State Farm, I believe, is the arena.
Yep.
It is hilarious. Delta doesn't have anything.
Delta doesn't have anything.
Coke doesn't have anything.
Nope. That's crazy. Like, it's the financial companies that really throw a wrench in the whole arena naming thing, where it seems ridiculous. And they change so often that...
And maybe that's why they get into it, because they need more brand... Like, in the end, how much more brand recognition is Coke going to get?
That's true.
And, like, let's be real... FedEx doesn't really need the arena,
right?
But they're doing it as a civic like
right.
service.
Yes,
like that. That's kind of an interesting thing because of how many of like these major companies that are in these cities. But like Coke, obviously, is going to have a big marketing budget. But does slapping their name on a stadium do anything for them?
No, you're probably right. Except it just sounds cooler.
Well, and also, like, don't you kind of want a stadium?
Yeah.
Like,
right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Just wouldn't it be so much cooler if, I mean, Mercedes-Benz isn't bad, but like, wouldn't it be cooler if the Falcons played at Coca-Cola?
Yeah. Like, let's go arena? To the Coke.
Let's go to the Coke.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That sounds so much
let's
cooler.
Let's go get some Coke, you know?
Hey, the Grizzlies won last night. Do we have clips?
We do have clips. We have organizing of the clips has been difficult.
I know. I've been talking. You said, give me a few minutes to organize. And I was like,
correct.
That's fine. And then I just started asking you questions.
Right. The other issue is because this was an offensive, there was a lot of high-powered offense last night. There were a lot of clips.
You know what's exciting is that one of like the million point guards we have on the roster, one of them played last night.
Correct.
Which is pretty awesome.
Is it intentional that he has the dreads in the style of Ja Morant? Because for like a split second,
you thought it was.
Yeah, I was like, oh, he's back. Oh,
nuts.
No.
I know. It is confusing.
It's like when you saw the first time you saw a Chrysler M300, you're like, oh, bit. That's a Chrysler?
That's a Chrysler. Dude, Chrysler is real good at that, at making the outside.
They had the one that looked like the Mercedes
yes,
coupe.
Making the exterior of their cars look
yes.
extra. The Chrysler 300 looks like one of the nicest luxury cars ever, and then you go, wait, that's a Chrysler.
That's a Chrysler?
Oh.
Is
that just a PT Cruiser with a different shell?
Correct. PT Cruisers.
Worst car in the history, in the 25
remember,
years
like,
of
the
cars.
Remember, like, the selling was like, you can sleep in it. It's like, that's not a good thing.
Buddy, there was a minute when I was...
I don't want to entice people to sleep in their cars.
There was a minute when I was basically a dual resident between Memphis and L.A. When I was out writing and making a record. And the label would rent me a car every time I'd fly in. And they only ever rented me a PT Cruiser. And I
well,
just,
they were... Like,
I just
I think
felt
Chrysler's,
humiliated driving those things around all the time.
I think Chrysler, when they couldn't sell it to the public, they just started exclusively selling it to rental cars.
Oh, they were... they were not only stupid looking, they were the worst driving cars. They were awful.
I still don't even know what the selling point was.
this looks like a car from the 40s?
I guess.
But it's modern?
But it had enough, like, I don't, like, it had no horsepower.
None.
Like,
no turning
radius.
It
really wasn't that functional.
It wasn't fun to drive. It was miserable to drive.
Like, it didn't have great storage. Like, no. I was like, I don't understand the point of this.
Yeah, like, let Honda design that thing, and you'd have, like, storage out the wazoo.
Correct.
It would be very practical.
It would be extremely practical.
Yeah.
Everyone would, and it would be, you know, $32,000.
Right.
What is Chrysler even making right now? Do they still own, is it still Daimler? Do they still own Jeep?
Daimler, Chrysler, and Jeep, Dodge. Ram is its own company, but they split from Dodge, but are they still under the Chrysler umbrella?
I would think so. And I think they're still technically under the Dodge umbrella, since they split it off.
But they're branded as Ram.
Correct.
They're not branded as the Dodge Ram.
Correct. All right, I think we've sufficiently stalled enough.
I want to hear Eric getting excited.
All right, let's fire up the music. You ready?
Yes, of course I'm ready. Born ready.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Let's start with a little Jaren.
Spencer finds Jaren Jackson for a right wing three that's good. Ring it up. Put three on the board. Grizzlies get the first five of the ball game.
Let's get to the man that we were talking about at the beginning. Little GG Jackson.
Spencer cut off on the baseline, feeds for a cutting GG Jackson. Great off-ball movement and a great feed by Spencer. Jackson gets the two-handed jam.
The man that led all the scoring last night, Santi Aldama, got going early.
Spencer gives for Aldama. He gets an open look at a three. Bring it up. Put three on the board for Santi Aldama, who's got five. Cam Spencer with another assist. And the Grizzlies take the three-point lead right back, 12-9.
Santi then found Jaren to keep it rolling.
Aldama swoops in, grabs the rebound, kicks it back underneath for Jackson, who lays it up and in. Santi Aldama with a terrific job of hustling down, creating an opportunity for Jackson, then grabbing the miss and finding him again.
Jaren was especially good early from three.
Drives with the right hand into the paint, puts on the brakes, has to kick it to Jackson. He'll tee up a three, ring it up, put three on the board for Jaren Jackson, who gets his second triple. And the Grizzlies on that bucket push the lead to eight. Jaren Jackson Jr. now with over 8,000 points in his NBA career.
Santi Aldama had a game-high 37. Here's three straight from Santi.
Spencer lobs over the top. What a feed to Santi Aldama, cutting to the bucket. Cam Spencer with his fourth assist of the first quarter. Set up Santi Aldama beautifully there. And Landell does a good job just to catch it. Kicks for the trailer Aldama. Open three, ring it up, put three on the board. Santi Aldama taking advantage of the open space, and he is off to a sizzling start with 9 points on 4-4 from the field. He'll feed right wing for Aldama. He's feeling it. Triggers a deep right wing three that's good. Santi Aldama, ring it up, put three on the board. He is cooking right now. Aldama, who had a career-high 37 a couple of games ago, is on a similar path here tonight.
Anytime you got a chance to give the people an Omax Prosper 3,
obviously,
you have to do
must.
It. It's just law.
Left corner feed for Olivier Maxence Prosper. The three is up and in. Ring it up. Put three on the board for Olivier Maxence Prosper. His first basket. He made two of them last night. He had two on the season before last night.
GG continued later on in the second quarter.
For Small with 13 on the shot clock. Cross court feed for GG Jackson. He'll tee up a three. Bring it up. Put three on the board. GG Jackson was spotted up. Jazz kind of sagged in to help on the dribble penetration potential. Devon Small with a cross court skip pass to get that open look.
The proverbial reminder that Jock Landell can actually score.
Caldwell Pope makes the move and Clayton drives. Drops it off for Landell. Up and under the basket. The reverse layup is good, and he will get one more. Great drive and drop by Kentavious Caldwell Pope. The bucket from Jock Landell.
More Santi.
Aldama blows by Hendricks to the rim for a two-handed jam. Oh, Santi Aldama with a pump fake and drive on Taylor Hendricks. Now has 17 in the first half.
Jalen Wells started slow shooting the basketball, but he turned it on a little bit during the right around the break.
Cam Spencer finds Jalen Wells. Straightaway three, ring it up. Put three on the board. Wells, who had missed seven straight between the last two ballgames, knocks that one down and now has five all here since the timeout.
More Jaren.
Spencer feeds for Jackson, who sheds off Collier and lays it up and in. Strong move by Jaren Jackson Jr. and a great feed into the lane for Cam Spencer.
Cam was involved offensively early, but he really got going scoring in the second half.
Behind an Aldama screen, launches another triple. This one's good. Ring it up. Put three on the board for Cam Spencer. And the Grizzlies regain the lead 76-74.
More Santi.
Right elbow, pump fakes, tries to step through. Can't. Gives for Aldama. He'll launch a left wing three. Ring it up. Put three on the board. Santi Aldama has got 22. He's got the last five. Aldama finds Wells. Left sideline three. We'll take that instead. Ring it up. Put three on the board. Jalen Wells hits his second triple. And the Grizzlies go back up by three. Good pass by Aldama over the top. Grizzlies already with 29 assists. Spencer lobs back into the lane for Aldama. Turns, floats it up. It dances on the iron and falls in the bucket. Aldama caught it high, turned around and floated it up. Spencer's 12th assist. Aldama 24, and the Grizzlies lead 88-83. 5:23 remain. As Caldwell Pope gives for Aldama, straightaway three, ring it up. Put three more on the board for Santi Aldama, who's got 27. The assist to Kentavious Caldwell Pope. And the Grizzlies back up by six, 91-85. Grizzlies with a numbers advantage. Aldama, left wing three is good, ring it up. Put three on the board. Santi Aldama has his second 30-point game of the month after having none in his NBA career.
One name that we haven't mentioned but was deeply involved in the process, KCP. The big three in the fourth.
Left wing Caldwell Pope tees up a three. Ring it up. Put three on the board as Javon Small dishes out another assist. Kentavious Caldwell Pope gets his first triple of the night.
Jaren with the hammer.
Top of the arc feed, Jaren Jackson. He'll come inside the foul line. Running left-hand push shot is good. Jaren Jackson Jr. has 20. See if they give GG Jackson an assist on that or not.
And then GG's final two big plays came in the fourth, and they sounded like this.
Spencer to the right elbow, back up top, GG Jackson, the Euro steps by his defender, and he jams with two hands. Oh, what an athletic move by GG Jackson right there. That was big time. Aldama drives, kicks into the right corner for GG Jackson. Three on the way is good. Ring it up. Put three on the board. GG Jackson has 18. 39 assists for the Grizzlies. Aldama picks one up.
And I believe this is the play that Justin mentioned where I believe Pete gave us a hammer in Al Cofton. It was from Cam Spencer, and it sounded like this.
Wells with Bailey in front of him. To the right side, Spencer. Open look at a three for Cam. Ring it up. put three on the board. That's a franchise record tying. 41st assist, and for Cam Spencer, he's a bucket away from being the fifth Grizzly starter in double figures.
41 assists. I think it feels like the key to the Grizzly success is to keep playing the worst teams in the league.
And keep moving the ball?
Keep moving the ball. I mean, that 37 points for Santi twice in, what, a week?
Well, it also was nice to see when you come in with the Santi Claus gimmick,
yeah.
You kind of have to deliver.
You got to deliver.
And he did.
He did. Yeah, he did. He definitely did. I mean, I love that we have the Wizards again like next week, or
yeah.
You know, after Christmas real quickly. Let's go for another Santi 30-plus game.
No, I mean, there definitely is like how much of this is playing better versus who they're playing. I think the other key part, though, is if we matched up guy for guy last night, given the injuries that the Grizzlies have, is that really that big of a difference?
I don't think so. That is the thing, is that what would be depressing to me if I was a Jazz fan is that look who the Grizzlies are playing because of injuries, and we're at home and we're still not getting that done. But on the Grizzlies side, that's a super positive, is that look who we're playing.
Exactly. I mean,
this is their starters.
Like, on top of that, it's like, okay, they went and they played back to back at Oklahoma City.
Yep.
And like, yeah, the final score was what, 18 or whatnot?
They did not get run out like you would think they would have.
Yep. If you were watching the game, you're like, man, they kind of held their own. Yep. given what was on the other end of the floor versus
yes.
what was on your end of the
yes.
floor.
Yes. I mean, the last game we played Oklahoma City, Shea didn't even play the fourth quarter,
correct.
Did he? Yeah, like, that was not a run out. So, yes, an expected loss, but two good showings.
Having watched all 48 minutes of both games, I left feeling they played pretty well in two games.
Yeah, like, that is, that they actually, it felt positive, and which I think is pretty great. I think if Omax was, like, a star player, he should think about officially changing his name to Omax.
I totally agree.
And be a one-name guy. He's just a like Nene, except he's Omax.
It always throws me off when the hyphen is your first and middle name.
Yes, 100%. Yeah.
Because the French don't do the thing where, like, the French are not like the Spanish or the Portuguese where your, like, last name's kind of in the middle of your name.
Right.
Like, the French is like what we do, which
right.
is first and last name.
Yes.
And it's always confusing to me when you throw the hyphen on the front end.
Yep.
Like, wait, is Olivier his first name?
That's what that's forever. That's what I thought until like.
Is this a double name? Is he like a Mary Catherine,
yeah, John Michael, or something?
Yeah. Like, is this a double name? Like, I need to know.
He should just officially go to Omax. That would be, how awesome would that be on the back of his jersey? It just says Omax.
Oh, I'm
a great name.
I'm with you.
I think that's a great name. Yeah, I found myself very pleased with this two game run, even though it was 1-1.
I did not. So there have been times this year where you stay up and you watch the Grizzlies game and you kind of ask yourself, what am I doing?
What am I doing? 100%.
I did not do that either last night or the night before.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on that. I felt fine watching, like, staying up and watching those games. I was actually kind of happy that I did. And it's, you know, it's nice that they can, all you ask is that they hold it together long enough.
Exactly, because that's what this is.
The front end, your people to get healthy. And they're doing that. Not only are doing that, some of these guys are creating, like, you're going to have to play these guys.
Well, like, if you had Ty Jerome, if you had Scottie Pippen. Now, granted, I think Scottie's probably the last guy that's probably
yep.
going to come back.
Yep.
But, and you had Ja. Like, what role does Cam Spencer have?
That's exactly right. Well, you're going to have to find one for him. Because that guy's been kind of a rock.
So the one thing that I do wonder, like, obviously right now, given what they have, you need Cam because he's such an offensive
yes.
weapon. If you had the other options, would Cam's defense stand out?
That's a good point.
Again, this is like a wondering question.
Yeah,
this
like,
is not like a I'm stumping and saying he wouldn't play.
Right.
But like, I do.
Is Ty Jerome an equal to him offensively and a better defensive player?
Correct. And maybe the answer is, we don't know. Like, in the end, like, Ty's got a calf, and, like, what if that limits his mobility?
Sure, and I'll be the first to admit that I didn't watch a lot of Ty Jerome minutes when he was in Cleveland. So, like, I know he was played, and I watched sometimes, but like, I wasn't paying attention to him.
Ty is kind of richer man's Tyus in this that
okay.
When he is your backup point guard,
yep.
You talk yourself into what an incredible asset.
Got it.
But because last year during the playoffs, they had all their injuries to their backcourt,
sure.
He got elevated to having to play 40 minutes.
Got it.
And then you sit there and you go, okay, well, he ain't that.
Ain't that.
But I also think that kind of worked in the Grizzlies' favor because I think until like that playoff series, I think most people thought if you get Ty Jerome at $12 million, that's going to be too cheap. Like someone's going to pay,
sure.
Going to pay over that. And I do think that the momentum around him kind of like,
yeah.
Kind of sunk probably to a level that wasn't fair to him.
Yeah, that's it seems like a very cheap deal.
Now, of course, the other question that you have to ask that you'll never get the right answer to is...
Was he damaged goods?
Did people sit there and see medicals?
Listen, as a organization, we have come to the decision we are going to turn a blind eye to all medicals.
We are willing to look the other way.
We will look the other way.
We won't
way.
Necessarily say blind eye, but we're going to let you know... We're not going to be in the hallway at this time.
That's right. When we're looking through the packet, the sheet on you,
correct. It,
the medical sheet kind of is a little sticky and sometimes
yeah.
sticks to the page in front of it.
We promise and we're not going to put those post-it notes that make sure that you read this page. Like, we're pretty good on that.
We are pretty consistent on that move. And sometimes it works and a lot of times it does not.
I mean, the only time it's been a real disaster is Chandler.
That's a pretty big disaster.
Okay, but yes, but also like there were also like some the fact that we were at the point where we thought that was the answer.
Yeah.
There were probably better ways to go about it.
Probably.
Now, also as a fan base where I think we failed ourselves. Sometimes we got to look in the mirror. We did not do the move that you should probably always do. Why did Mark Cuban not pay him? Mark Cuban loves him.
Right.
Like, there's always that.
Yeah.
Like, when someone has the right, it's kind of like, I've kind of gotten this way in the transfer portal. I'm willing to be a little bit more judicious in the portal.
Sure.
But in general, if you were a good player on a good team
yep.
and you're in the portal, I usually go, why? Because now
yeah.
what everybody's doing is if they have players they really like and they're at a school that can fund it.
Sure.
Like if Georgia has a guy in the portal, I'm going, that doesn't pass the smell test. Like what's up with that?
Right.
Because Georgia's done a very good job of keeping the guys they want to keep.
Right.
So like what are you here for?
Yeah.
We did not do enough of, wait, why is Chandler available to us?
We were just so excited that we could add, that's like the first free agent we'd ever really signed, that I think we were like, didn't care.
Well, and it did, the idea did fit. Like, I'm not
yeah.
trying to do the revisionist history thing.
Oh,
like,
right.
This is watching the film. I hand up, I got excited.
Had he been healthy.
Correct.
It would have been a great addition.
And the other problem, though, is had he been healthy, he would not have been a Memphis Grizzly.
That's the thing. That's exactly right.
Like,
not only would somebody else have scooped him up, he wouldn't have come here.
Correct.
He would have chosen somewhere
like,
else.
Like, in the end, he made a purely financial decision.
100%.
Like, I'm setting aside, like, the post stuff. I'm just talking
yeah.
about the actual, like, transaction itself.
Yeah. I mean, I think he already knew that he had, like, whatever his feelings about the city of Memphis were. I think he already knew that, like, I don't want to go there, but they're going to pay me so much more money than everybody else. I can't say no.
I think that's probably true. I also think had he played better and everybody been, like, loving and doting on him, I don't think he was ever going to love it here.
No.
Like, that's just not the way he's wired.
No,
like,
it's not.
Kid from Orlando that wants to be in the glamour market.
No.
But he could have at least been like, yeah, I have a good time during the season, and then I go to L.A. or
sure.
wherever. I think he actually went back to Florida, like, or whatever, Florida in the summer.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. He did not He did not try in any way to endear himself to the city. And still does not.
Hey, right now, they got a winning December.
Do they really?
Yeah. 5-4.
Look at them go.
Look at them go.
Listen, I don't want to... You don't want to jump. I mean, I would have jumped the gun earlier when they played the Wizards, thinking they were going to get to 500. I would have said, "All right." I was already kind of celebrating them getting to 500.
Okay,
and then was too early.
You were. We had Tigers to discuss yesterday.
We did.
When did that game flip for you? Because I was watching with my brother, and we had it on like the quad box.
Yep.
And I'm grilling, so I'm like back and forth, like from outside inside. I walked out. They're up 20?
Yes.
And then I walked back in, and my brother's like, "We got a problem."
I stopped. When they went up 20, I stopped paying attention.
Yeah, he's like, "Hey," I think he was like trying to draw everybody's attention. Yeah. We got problems here.
It was just on, and I started doing things around the house, and I didn't even think about it. And then I came back like pretty late, and I was like, "Wait, what is the score?"
And so I don't know how it flipped.
I don't either. I wasn't watching when it flipped.
Jaren's foul trouble?
That is the classic, like, yes, they're bad, but they are still NBA players. If you play with your food, you can't come back to bite you.
Like, well, it was also like a reminder of you probably can't let a team make 17 threes.
That is a thing. That's one of those where, like, you stop closing out hard because you're up 20, thinking, like, I'll let that guy shoot it. And then, you know, these dudes get hot. And then up. Then they start.
Well, and then McCollum.
Yeah, and then McCollum, and that he is grit, like him and like Kevin Martin are like Chris Killers 1A and 1B.
I actually think like if you are maybe because if you're grading on the curve, Martin has to be one. But like in terms of guy that is just a good player,
yeah,
but becomes a true like. Stone cold assassin.
Yes,
I think CJ is my number one.
CJ has to be your number one. I think you're right. He's done it with multiple teams.
Like whether it's Pelicans uniform. Like it's
it doesn't make sense. Like I don't know what that is because it's not like he's playing the same players.
I almost wonder if it's this simple. There's always gyms you like to shoot in.
That's true, 100%.
Because his whole Grizz Killer era is entirely in the form. I almost just wonder if it's like
it just looks good to him. It just looks good. You're right. Because
we've had good teams that he still killed.
That's exactly right. We've had good teams he's killed.
Bad, indifferent.
This is an entire different roster of players. And still, when he gets, you're like, oh god, don't do this again.
I have no explanation. Like that, the only thing I can think of is just like it just is a gym that looks good.
He just likes shooting in this gym. Yeah. That could be it.
And maybe they should have signed him.
Maybe so. Well, I'm excited. We're at now. I think. What do you think? Is the Wizards game before the new year? Or is it after the new year?
All right. I think it's on your wall.
They play the 20. I have a schedule.
It's over there. Yeah, you got to kind of turn.
Oh, I can't see
that. I had the team page. I was trying to pull up CJ McCollum's career splits and see if. His best shooting is against the Grizzlies.
I mean, it has to be, right? They play the 26th.
So Friday is the Bucks.
It's the Bucks.
Then the Sixers is, I think, New Year's Eve.
Okay.
All right. Why? I'm now. Where'd my hyperlink go?
We got Milwaukee on the 26th, the Wizards on the 28th, and the Sixers on the 30th. Theoretically, we could be above 500 going into 2026.
So, Bucks are still going to be without Giannis.
And they're not, they have the same record. I think their record is worse than the Grizzlies. And then obviously the Wizards have only won 5 games this year. One of which is us. So, that's a revenge game. That's a revenge game. Should take that one.
Philly, that would be favored.
Yeah, they're kind of good.
But, I mean, my whole thing is I'm not even as necessarily as obsessed with getting above, below 500. My thing is I just set out the goal. It's like if all these guys are going to be hurt, if you can just tread water and stay around 500, sniffing around 500.
That's exactly
and
right.
It's been mission accomplished.
They're in the ninth spot in the standings. Like, mission accomplished.
Because I also think as fans, we have a tendency to always remember the games that you should have won but lost.
Yep.
But you don't really think about it from the other perspective of games that you won that probably the other team feels the same
way. That's exactly.
And it's like,
you're also that game sometimes.
Correct.
Yeah.
And to me, it's like, yeah, there's a Wizards game, there's a Jazz game, but like, overall, like if you would have offered me 14 and 15
with all those injuries, 100%,
you would have told me not only does Edie come back but then gets hurt again, that you would not have a point guard for essentially 60% of the season, like literally no point
guard. There are four point guards on the roster and none of them have played.
Yes, like if you would have said that that's going to be the situation and you offered me 14 and 15 or 14 and 16,
yeah,
I think I would have taken it.
I would have taken that. I was 100%. Like, I actually kind of feel bad for Javon Small because as a rookie, this is almost like what you're secretly hoping for, is that everybody above you gets hurt so you get to play the whole time, except then he gets hurt.
Right.
So you literally don't have a guy with PG next to his name.
Correct. You had the chance to, like, all right, man, this could, like, maybe change my outlook.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm going to get so much run early.
Yeah. And then he gets hurt. You're like, what is happening? So, yes, I'm with you. 14 and 16. With everything that's happened, is about as much, is about as good as you can ask for.
I was trying to find opponent. I had his splits, but they don't do individual splits versus teams.
Oh, fair enough. How about this? Let's take a break. We're gonna find these splits.
Yeah,
we want to know bona fide grist killer. We're gonna take a little break. In the next hour, we do have obviously have Chris Harrington at 10, and we have Sam Hardiman. I forgot to introduce the show. We just went straight into it, Jeffrey.
We were trying to stall to get the highlights.
We just went straight into it.
Yep. It happens.
You're listening to the Jeff Calkins Show. I'm not Jeff Calkins. He is probably in Michigan or doing whatever he's doing. Is he out of
New
town?
York, Connecticut. He's going.
Oh, that's right. It's the family thing.
His boys live in New York.
That's right.
And then his like sister lives in Connecticut. So I think they're going to do the pickup of the boys in New York and then go to his sister's house in Connecticut.
That's right. Well, I'm not Jeff. I'm J.R. Moore filling in for Jeff. That's Jeffrey Wright across the glass from me. But you're listening to the Jeff Calkins Show, 929 FM ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to the show. For a minute there, Jeffrey, I thought you were playing my version of that song.
I was actually about to say, it's like, I'm nearly certain you've covered this.
I did. We did it for the Herbie Reloaded movie with Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
And they wanted it to be pretty true to the original. And they didn't just buy the original because the licensing cost was too high. So they just got one of their bands on their label there are multiple bands. They were like, we just get our own bands to do covers. And so it's hard for me to tell the difference until the singing starts on whose version it is.
Yeah, because your version of Salisbury Hill, which I love.
Thanks.
Is still like y'all's take on it.
That is our take. Yes. Yeah, like, that is our take of Salisbury Hill. That is, but we did not do our take of More Than a Feeling.
Which, correct.
It was basically, we tried to match that and I sang it.
All right, so we have found the splits. Okay, so including playoff games, CJ McCollum has scored 861 points against the Grizzlies, which is his highest total total of points. However, he does have a higher average points per game against Denver.
Oh, okay.
I think. Detroit.
Detroit,
he averages 23.4 points per game against the Grizzlies, 22.7.
So he's also a piston killer as
correct.
Well. But like he is, but over his career, he scored more points against correct. The Grizzlies than any other team.
He is on average at his best when he plays the Grizzlies.
Yeah, like sometimes it's like what is it? What is that bias called? Where you want to
confirmation bias?
Confirmation yes. bias. Sometimes that it's confirmation bias
yes.
when you think about a Grizz killer. The stats literally back this up.
Correct. He is truly a Grizz killer.
He's truly a Grizz killer. That's incredible. Huh.
It is also nice of sometimes when your eyes are right.
Yes, that's correct.
You know what I mean? Like when you're like, this is, feels like this, but slightly it's like, that's not true.
Yes.
But when your feelings are right,
yep.
There is also something satisfying.
I'll tell you what, my eyes tell me that when the Tigers wear all black uniforms, it's a curse.
So
especially in football, that they always lose big games when they wear black uniforms.
There is some numbers to back this
up. I think the numbers when last I saw is that it's not that bad.
Okay, but there's another factor. When the Tigers go all black and Jason Smith's in the building, they have lost two of their biggest games because Jason took CJ once upon a time to the SMU game where if they won, then it was, you know, they would go to the championship game.
Yeah.
And then CJ and Jason went again to the Tulane game this year.
They should never, the all black cannot be their big game uniforms.
I think I hate the basketball all blacks more than I do the football. It's simply
do you hate the bronze numbers?
Yes, I can't see the numbers.
No, well, when they wear the penny version with the actual copper numbers, you can see the numbers. When they
not
wear black
on ESPN
uniforms
Plus.
And blue jerseys or blue numbers.
I kind of hate both. But yes, the copper ones, if you're watching on Plus, you can't see it.
That's true. If the blue jerseys with the black numbers, you can't see the numbers.
Yes. It's the other problem is like, so you were there in person on Monday or whatever.
Yep.
Monday. Christmas week days make no sense.
It makes no sense.
Why is that not their home? Like, to me, they should have two home jerseys. The all whites.
Yeah.
They always look clean.
Yep.
And they look so much faster.
Yep.
And then the Memphis State jerseys.
100%.
Those should be the home jerseys.
I like when they, I don't mind when they wear grays.
Somebody drop this take on me. See if you agree. The Memphis State throwbacks only work in basketball.
100%. Oh, I don't know.
When they wear the Memphis State throwback, like there's something about because it's the Memphis
and
the state
under the
correct,
number.
And then the number in the middle.
It looks great.
Yes.
I forgot who. I was just talking about this to somebody that the blue version.
Yes.
Is. It's that version, that shade of blue and that shade
so
of gray.
Pretty.
It's my favorite uniform I ever wore. The penny version of the Memphis State uniform is beautiful. It's a great uniform. But like, I don't. When is has the football team worn the MSU helmets or something?
They have. I know they've worn the gray throwback, like, you know, like the, like when we think about like the highlights or your
oh,
see
and
from,
it's
like
the, it's like the blue, gray, silver, and silver, yeah. With the silver silver helmets and silver pants.
Yeah. So someone dropped that take on me, and I was like, I think this is genius, but I mean, I hadn't done enough of a side by side.
It's a perfectly fine uniform, other the throwback elsewhere, but that version of the Memphis State jersey, like Elliott Perry's Memphis State jersey, I don't think looks as good as Penny's does.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's because the letters got wider.
I don't know either. I haven't studied them, but I remember I've seen it, and I'm like, I don't think I like EP's era jersey as much as Penny's. I don't think they're the same.
Also, I was thinking about this take. The cursive Memphis, like, state, like that throwback.
Oh, yeah.
I only like it in the warm-ups.
Yeah.
I don't love it as a jersey because it's, like, crowded. It's, like, yes. It goes, it's, like, too much. It's, like, too much up top, and then the number kind of looks.
Absolutely agree.
But as the warm-up top, I love it.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I actually completely agree with you there. I would not mind seeing. I just don't think the football team has ever worn like the Leaping Tiger MSU logo on their helmet that I'm aware of.
Well, the other problem in football is, while I still think there was too much sensitivity towards the whole Memphis State branding, the other problem is I do love the Leaping Tiger through the Block M.
That is, honestly, both versions are great. The Leaping Tiger through the Block M and the Leaping Tiger on the MSU logo was also great.
Yeah.
Those are both great logos. The more I think about this, the more I don't love their retro football uniform for them. I don't think that that their uniforms now are pretty awesome.
In general, like, why did the Broncos ever change?
Dude.
It will never make sense to me.
The classic orange crush with the Broncos
should just be their jersey.
Phenomenal.
It's such a good jersey. But also, you probably didn't watch on Sunday. I don't know why the Dolphins changed. Those uniforms. I know it's like candy can, whatever, the diamond checkered board end zone. Like, I love it.
Dude, the classic where it's a darker teal or darker aqua uniform with the orange and white striping and piping.
Why did they change with the white helmet? The Leaping Dolphin.
Yes, I have no idea. They just people change it just to change it. We're going to make this more modern. Ask the Packers and the Bears if they need to change their uniforms.
Well, it's like how many uniforms. Jersey rebrands have been better?
Not many.
Because like there was this weird problem. I've always complained about this. For whatever reason, when we turned the millennium, year 2000.
Yep.
We decided we needed a lot of navy.
Yeah, that's true.
And we got rid of, like, the shades of blue that look good, and everybody went, like, navy and darker.
Yep.
Like, the Rams should never have changed.
The Rams should never have changed.
The Broncos obviously never should have changed. I don't know what I'd do with the Chargers.
Remember, I don't know. This is what's weird, is that I hated the Chargers' navy and yellow color scheme. And I love that what they do now with the powder blues and all.
Except I hate when they wear double powder blue.
Yeah,
blue top with the powder blue pants. I don't think that works. Yeah, when they wear it with the white pants
or yellow pants, I'm fine with it. When they wear yellow pants,
I cannot stand that all yellow jersey.
No,
they
not
wear.
All yellow. No, but yellow pants and powder blue top. But they wore the 90s Chargers throwbacks with the navy and gold the other day, and my son saw it and he's like, "What are those uniforms? I love them." And I was like, is this like a generational thing? Like, it's what you haven't seen. Did I not like their navy and yellow because I grew up with their navy and yellow? And then when they did a...
Like, what does your son think about when the Grizzlies wear the Vancouver throwbacks?
He loves it.
Okay, because...
I hate them.
See, I think the logo was better. That bear's so much more ferocious.
Oh, I don't.
He's such a more intimidating
bear. I'm not a big brown color when it comes to uniforms, having brown in anything. And
you don't like the white Vancouver.
I don't love it. I don't love black and teal or red and teal and black as a color scheme.
What about three shades of blue?
I don't like their light blue they wear now. I don't like. I don't much.
What
care
do we
for.
Think about? What do we think about the new whites? That have like kind of that faded pinstripe, like it's like
okay with that. Like that's a city uniform, right?
think
that's the city, which I'm fine with. There's a uniform that I just saw the highlight of it. That with Ja playing when Adams threw the touchdown pass and he caught it on the, in the air and finished. Yeah. It's a very navy and yellow, but it's bright, and it's pretty navy and yellow heavy, which I thought when they were like navy and yellow, I think it looks good.
There has to be some contrast.
That it's great contrast. And I like their classic whites they wear now. I think are super clean. I like those. I don't like their lighter blue uniforms.
I also was glad when they got rid of the names below.
I hated that.
The number.
Oh, I hate it. That's so very European.
It's also just sometimes. Listen, I'm. There's two cults that like I'll just never break out of. Like I'm always just gonna be a Mac snob, and I'm always like even though I recognize now more than ever. Apple's probably nowhere near technologically, like there's, but I'm just indoctrinated.
Sure, yes.
Like technologically,
absolutely.
There's no way it's superior.
No, it's not.
I totally fundamentally understand all that. But it's like they've got me.
Yeah, yeah.
Like everything works seamlessly. And I'm a sucker for the swoosh. I am not sure though Nike has been a net positive for uniforms.
I think that can be true. And like, I don't know what maybe it's the 90s. Uniform look like. Remember the '90s Pistons uniforms? I hated those.
Oh yeah,
I didn't like. And
they kind of went tealish.
It was gross looking. I think the Raptors had like this gross looking uniform as well in that same time.
They
frame.
Had a purple one with some pinstripes. There was a lot going on.
The Jazz, what they changed to like some horrible uniform in that era.
The one with the mountain or without?
I think it's with the mountain. It was just so like it was like the end of Stockton's career. They were wearing some, like, with a mountain range. It was just so busy. And they might make me old fuddy-duddy. I just...
Well, like, the old uniforms that I don't like when the Nuggets go to that. Like, the Nuggets have one of those ones that's a throwback that's really busy.
Is it theirs is, like, a blue and yellowish.
Yeah. There's another mountain range on that, too. Like,
yep.
No, thank you.
I don't know. I like... The Grizzlies' branding change... does not bother me. As a matter of fact, I like it. I can see how people like the ferocious grizzly, the brown one, but I don't love brown in a uniform color or a logo color. I don't like the color brown. I like when they do that court and it's very brown heavy.
Yeah.
And not like, oh, this is just classic wood color.
It's not a hardwood.
It's not a hardwood. It's just brown.
It's clearly painted.
It's painted brown. Yeah. I think that's ugly, personally. And so I don't. But I get like the teal ones they wore, or was it 2 years ago was the teal?
Yes, I think it was 2 years ago.
Like I get it, it's loud and so I see people like it. It definitely pops. You're right. The white ones aren't bad, but like the black ones they're wearing this year. That's an awful uniform. In my opinion,
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.